My name is Florence Anam. I work at Doctors Without Borders, MSF, as the HIV-TB Advocacy Coordinator for Africa. I am based in Johannesburg, South Africa. So on December 1st, MSF will be launching a report attached to our public statement on the day. The report is titled No Time to Lose, Detect, Treat, and Prevent AIDS. This report looks at the progress that countries have made in terms of addressing AIDS mortality in their country by specifically finding and making available detection, diagnosis, and treatment options for people who are living with HIV who are very, very sick because of one reason or another. Why is this important? Over time, we have seen a plateauing of the numbers of reduced deaths from AIDS-related diseases, mostly opportunistic infections that are preventable and treatable. For example, TB, for example, cryptococcal meningitis, also severe bacterial infections. This has been because of various reasons that people living with HIV, even within the current time of an expanded treatment access and coverage and an existence of highly optimized treatment, is because many people who are living with HIV sometimes drop off or stop taking their treatment, and it doesn't, and then they develop resistance from that. Sometimes they take it on and off. Some of them actually, because of one reason or another, either stemming from the issues within the health facility or at a personal level, at the community level, drop out of care. But there's also a group of people who are taking their treatment just okay, but that treatment at some point stops working for them, and then they get very sick. So WHO, World Health Organization, in 2017 released guidelines to countries to be able to effectively manage this situation, identify who these people are, quickly detect them, quickly diagnose whatever diseases they have and treat them. In order to save lives. What we are finding from this report broadly is that there are some diagnosis and treatment options that exist. However, there are better options that could be adopted but are not being adopted for various reasons. It could be because the market is a bit unfavorable and the pricing for these commodities is still very high and making it impossible for countries to make this, to buy these products and make them available in country. There is slow progress in adoption of the WHO guidelines into national guidelines. Most of the countries are just right now in the process of developing new guidelines or just released guidelines in the last 2 or 3 months. South Africa released their HIV treatment guidelines in 2019 and have adopted most of these advanced HIV disease care packages within the current guidelines. For example, TB-LAM is a test that is highly sensitive, it's a urine test. Most of the time when someone comes to the hospital very sick, they are not able to produce the cough sputum that is needed to test for TB the normal way. And this test then uses urine, which is, and the results are actually out quickly. So South Africa has reviewed and has guidelines of those now, of how to use that test now, and will be piloting the use of the test in 2020. Other things that I think come out of this report for the country, just this week, the Ministry of Health launched the use of a better, highly optimized HIV drug, dolutegravir-based drug for first line, for people living with HIV. And so the country will start to transition people from the from what treatment they were taking now to this new drug. It's better for various reasons. One, people are able to reach viral suppression, which is very important for both the life of people living with HIV, because then they will not get sick, and also for their for the, everybody they interact with, their family and communities, because they it becomes very hard for them to pass on the virus. DTG is also very good because it has almost no side effects that make it difficult for people to go about their daily work compared to the previous drug that would sometimes make people feel drowsy or people become unable to actually do day-to-day activities. It's highly optimized and the fact that the government has now launched this drug is a very good move towards making sure we are on course to reducing issues around people living with HIV getting very sick with opportunistic infections. Yeah.